Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Coming up at 9:20, we're going to play Who Wants to Win a Silly Prize on a game show Wednesday. We got Max Major joining us at 9:40. He advanced on America's Got Talent. But every Wednesday at this time, we connect with our pal Mike Rizzo, president of baseball operations, general manager of the Washington Nationals. He joins us on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline for In the Clubhouse with Mike Rizzo, presented by Burke and Herbert Bank. Unexpectedly different. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hello, Mike.
So, Mike, before we get into what's been happening on the field, and you're off to a slow 1-4 start, talk about the decision-making to not fly out to Miami and to not play those games this weekend.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, MLB did a great job of trying to stay in front of this thing. And, you know, their thought process is the same as ours. You know, safety and the health of our players, our staff, our families is first and foremost. And they made a tough decision that you know, because of the situation that the Marlins are in and you know, kind of the way things are in Miami, Florida, it was a little bit too risky to take a trip to Miami. So, you know, I feel so sorry for Don Mattingly, who's a good friend of mine, and the rest of the Marlins family, just because, you know, they're in a tough spot right now. You know, you lose that amount of players. You know, you care for those guys, and you know, you're worried about those guys, and then, you know, you have all the scheduling issues, and you know, baseball is you know, probably the last thing on their mind right now. They're just trying to get their players, their people, their family healthy, and get them you know, get them feeling better, and then they'll start concentrating again on baseball.
Mike, would you have been okay if Major League Baseball didn't cancel the Marlins games through Sunday? Would you have been okay if the Marlins came up here and played?
Yeah, I mean, I trust the protocols that are in place. If MLB protocols and our team protocols felt that it was safe enough and we were prepared enough, then, you know, I would have fell in line with the rest of the league. You know, we trust that MLB is doing the right thing. They're working extremely hard. The amount of communication we've had and effort that's going into this thing is immense, and it's amazing. And after a first couple of hiccups that we had at the beginning of this process, I think it's gone as smooth as it can possibly be. And the effort on MLB, our medical people throughout the league has been outstanding.
Mm-hmm. But Mike, does it frustrate you at all, like when Juan Soto, you need the results back from his COVID test, that it sounds like the tests are being shipped out to Utah, which is a long way from Washington, D.C., and tough to get those results back in a quick manner. Does it frustrate you at all that there's not a quicker turnaround when it comes to getting some of these results back?
You know, they're turning over thousands of tests a day. You know, we get results from a test. We'll take another test this afternoon when we get to the ballpark. We're turning them over. They added a second laboratory to do the samples at Rutgers on the East Coast, which I think alleviated some of the stress. And I think that you know,
Uh-oh. Sounds like we lost a connection there with Mike Rizzo.
Oh man, I was getting good.
Yeah, call him back. That's fine. It happens.
But hey, that is encouraging that there's now an East Coast satellite testing facility.
That's right. Exactly
for quicker turnaround.
They're listening to the show. Manfred must be listening to the
hey,
show.
You know what? We said all he wants yesterday. Is results and you know, upgrades. Listen to the junks.
Exactly.
Steer you in the right direction.
So, yeah, so there's one in Utah and there's one in Rutgers.
Yes.
All right, that'll work. What's the story, Drabby? We calling him back, Valdez?
I think he is back on. Do we connect with Mike? Mike,
I'm
you back?
On. I'm back. I'm on, gal. Right, guys.
There you go.
About that.
So what we were saying, what you missed is we were saying that the Major League Baseball executives must have been listening to the junkies because we suggested an East Coast testing
gotta
site.
Got to have an East Coast lab. Come on. Of course. No brainer.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, the adjustments on the fly. I think that, you know, the thought process went is, you know, we didn't want to take away from testing sites, MLB, we didn't want to take away from testing sites for the general public. So
right.
this laboratory in Utah is our own laboratory, so we're not infringing on, you know, the rest of the citizens. So I think that was, you know, I thought was a good plan in place. And then when we needed more volume, I think that they made a good choice of putting it at Rutgers University on the East Coast. So I think once we get into a rhythm and once we, I think we're, you know, a couple of weeks into this thing now, I think you could see, I do know that it's getting smoother and better each and every time.
Mike, have you been told by baseball, Major League Baseball, that you will be able to make up the Marlin games, or are you going to play 57 games?
No, I think I think the plan is we're going to try and make up the games, you know, be it the doubleheader route or something like that. I think we're going to try and play 60 games each team if it's possible. And but that's what we've been told. We're going to try and make them up.
Okay.
Talking to Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, President of Baseball Ops. I saw an article on CBSSports.com. It was a column, and I'm just wondering if you think it would even be possible. And the column was Major League Baseball's solution is triple headers. Do you even think you could pull that off?
I don't believe so. I think triple headers would be dangerous just because that's too many innings in one day for players to play and to stand out there and you know, you need a boatload of pitching to get through three games.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about just the team. Of course, very early, only played five games. Talk to us about Keboom. Does Keboom have some sort of a groin injury that we don't know about?
Well, we know about it. Davey mentioned it the day he DH'd. He said that he's DH'ing instead of playing third because he tweaked his groin. He can run and hit. He just the lateral movement it bothers him. So he does have a little groin going on right there.
Okay.
But he's able and he's playable. It just we want to keep him off the field and moving laterally. But he can hit and run.
Gotcha.
All right, because I was about ready to say it's over. He's done. We got to move on to the next.
Can you give us an update on Strauss's hand?
Strauss felt better yesterday. You know, the numbness is subsiding. He's played long toss the last 2 days, which is a good sign. And he feels pretty comfortable about it, which makes me feel comfortable about it. So, yeah, there's no timetable for his return. He doesn't think it'll be too long term, but you know, with these injuries, especially this season with the shortened spring training, we're gonna be very cautious and play it by ear.
How much of a sigh of relief was it for you, Mike, when they expanded the playoffs, knowing that if you get off to a little bit of a slow start like you have, that it's not quite as critical?
You know, it's a unique season, so you know, a unique playoff format is kind of fun. You know, we think that at the end of the day, we're going to be at or near the top of the league, and we'll get to that playoff tournament, if you will, and you know, take our best shot to repeat. But you know, again, we feel really good about our team. You know, we've got to get Juan back and Strauss back to be at a full complement. But you know, so some good signs are early on. Our pitching has been solid. Our bullpen has been good. You know, our defense needs to get much better. But that's often you know, early season, especially with a short spring training, kind of things that you have to do. And you know, you have to retool your baseball instincts, you know, the base running part of it, you know, those type of things. And you know, that's cost us a couple of games so far and early in the season.
So you got Max tonight and going against Nate Pearson. I don't know much about Nate Pearson. I know he was a high draft pick. He's out of Florida International. I think he was a first-round pick by the Blue Jays, one of the top prospects. What do you know about Nate?
Hard thrower. I believe it's his major league debut today. Could be right. wrong about that, but I think it is.
And, I think you're right. Yeah,
got to be an exciting day for him, and you know we'll do our work on him and see as much film of him as we can, go to battle and at 6 o'clock and see if we can beat him.
Concern about some of the guys and their velocity, which is a little bit lower than what you're expecting?
Well, you kind of see him creeping up. Dew's velocity was down in spring training 2.0. His first time out of the gate this year, this season was he got it up to about 92. So he's getting where he needs to be. Same thing with Will Harris and Hudson. Rainey has just started creeping back up to last night. I think he touched 97 or something like that. So they're getting their sea legs. They're getting spring training. Spring training is all about preparing the pitchers. That's why we have such a lengthy spring training. And when it was shortened, we certainly had to take all those considerations into place when we kind of evaluate where they're at right now.
Have the guys talked about what it's like playing out there, like the sort of the eerie silence that it is? I got to imagine that they feed off the adrenaline of the fans. It's one reason maybe why some of the mile per hour might be off on some of these guys a little bit. Have they mentioned that at all? Have they all adjusted to it? I think in golf, I think the guys actually like not having the fans there because they can just kind of relax and do their thing. I wonder how it is with the guys.
Baseball. You're in this big empty stadium, and you can kind of hear a pin drop in our mm-hmm. ballpark. So yeah, it's a big adjustment for these guys. It's probably the biggest adjustment that they have to go through because the mound's 60 feet 6 inches, the bases are still 90 feet, but nobody in the stands, and you've got your extra bench players sitting in the stands along with your starting pitchers for upcoming games. They're sitting in the stands like it's a spring training game. So it's the climate and the atmosphere is a little bit more relaxed. And I think your word was applicable. It was eerie is kind of a mm-hmm. kind of a good term for it. You know what I mean? It's you can really hear the other bench very clearly. You can hear players talking to the umpires, and you've got about 15, 20 people in the whole stadium.
Right,
Mike.
Where do you stand on the cardboard cutouts there? Because it's very distracting. I hate the empty seats. I'd like to see four.
I like the cutouts.
Yeah, behind home plate. I know you have bigger fish to fry, Mike. But it seems like you guys, at least as an organization, have made a decision at this point not to do something like that. Is that something we can see in the future, or where do you stand on all that?
I really don't. I think the only thing that they would help the players with is that sometimes especially in day games the sun shines on those seats and there's some reflection. So I think right. that it would help in that regard. But as far as having to cardboard cutouts, I don't see it lessening the eeriness of the ballpark and the emptiness of the ballpark. I think that. Once the umpire says play ball, I think these guys adjust. Then it's baseball. But leading up to that and like in between pitches and in between innings, I think that's where the difference comes in. But it's still pitcher against hitter, and you got to play defense and you got to throw strikes, and the game is the same. It's just kind of the preparation for the game that is altered.
Mike, I thought Austin pitched pretty well. I mean, this is a great opportunity for him, obviously, with Joe opting out. He gave up the two solos, but he got bad luck with Castro's error. He should have been out of that inning. But I thought he pitched pretty well. Only threw 70 pitches. What was your grade on him?
Yeah, he threw the ball extremely well. It's a good young free swinging club right there, and he's got some swing and miss stuff. Was what we saw last year and what we liked. He had a heck of a year for us last year. He's the guy that's big on our radar and going to help us for years to come in the rotation. He's a three pitch mix guy that they can run up to 94, 95, and he gets a lot of swing and misses on his high riding four seam fastball, and then he can drop a curveball and a changeup on you. So I thought he maneuvered very, very well for his first out in the year. 70 pitches, you know, it was 95 degrees out yesterday, so he was a little gassed after 70, and we went to the bullpen, and that worked out fine for him.
So real quick, Mike, just in closing, do you expect Soto to be back for the Met game on August 4th?
I don't see any reason why he wouldn't be. Okay. He's chomping at the bit and frustrated that he can't be with his teammates, and I'm looking forward to seeing him in the lineup. That's for
Dunn. I thought he passed the two consecutive. I thought they announced yesterday he did pass the two consecutive tests. No.
Yes, he did. He did. He passed his. He passed two consecutive tests. So MLB is. The process is you pass the two tests, you go to the board from MLB and the Players Association, and they reinstate you to play. So we're in that process right now.
Right. Gotcha.
All right, Mike. Always appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next Wednesday. Best of luck.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, guys. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep. All right.
That's
take
In
care.
The Clubhouse with Mike Rizzo, presented by Burke and Herbert Bank. Unexpectedly different. Coming up next, it's a game show Wednesday in honor of Regis Philbin. We're going to play Who Wants to Win a Silly Prize.
Nice.
So if you want to try and win a silly prize, call us now at 800-636-1067. It's our modified version. You just have to answer 7 questions. You get 2 lifelines, your 50-50 ball, and you can ask a junkie. But if you answer 7 in a row, you will win a silly prize. We'll do that next. 800-636-1067. We're the junkies. Coming right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Going to play some Who Wants to Win a Silly Prize momentarily. We're giving away DVD copies of Knives Out, the comedy crime drama of a detective that investigates the death of a patriarch of an eccentric combative family.
And it is a game show Wednesday, of course, brought to you by our good friends at MGM National Harbor, the Poker Room. Hello, it's open, in case you're wondering. All the safety protocols are in place. I will be going today as the ambassador to make sure everything is in tip-top shape, including the Bad Beat jackpot. Make sure that's nice and swole. Make sure everybody's wearing their masks. So I will be at MGM National Harbor, the Poker Room, today.
So nice. speaking of masks, real quick. Yeah. So my son is going back to Marist on Saturday. Thanks to Cuomo, he's got to waste 2 weeks just quarantining.
So again, he's got to quarantine. Saying Cuomo, it is a tri-state decision.
Yeah,
so you
got to
include the governor of Connecticut and the governor of New Jersey, too.
The triumvirate, they're all idiots.
Okay.
But anyway, because of that, they're going to go sit there and just twiddle their thumbs and play video games with
their boys. So he's going to sit in his dorm room.
No. There's like...
Joe Rogan gets sized.
I think he's actually going to one of his teammates' house.
Okay.
I don't know, something like that. Whatever, he's got to be there. He took his COVID test and passed it. And frankly, I was a little bit concerned because, you know, these kids are asymptomatic all the time, and I didn't know. And so we got the results, I think it was yesterday. So then this morning he comes in and he goes, oh, yeah, I can't go to PT today because I have white spots on my throat. And I go, what, you actually got there? And he goes, no, I've been hanging out with my buddy. He's had strep all week.
Oh,
why
boy.
Are you doing that? Why are you hanging out with your boy?
Because they don't think. Kids don't think.
They don't care. Here's the thing, they don't care. And this is why I think you should wear masks. I'm not saying don't wear masks, but this is why the utility of it is these kids are sharing masks. It's just it's insane.
Okay, well, improper use of masks.
You can't share masks.
But there's a reason the Surgeon General.
Of course not, but this is what kids do. I'm just
telling
you what
kids do. But there's a reason the Surgeon General and the CDC and all of them are recommending you wear masks.
I'm not suggesting you don't, but no one uses them properly.
Here's what I know.
I am suggesting that.
If you want to see a flop today at MGM National Harbor, like your boy
Flakes,
you
better wear your mask, right?
You better have a mask and a better cover from the top of your nose.
Yeah,
and your mouth.
If you truly want to protect yourself a little bit more, even though I don't know what this mask is doing, I'd wear sunglasses too because it could get in your eyes just as easily.
Right, you could wear the face shield. That's what Bruce Arians, I think, is going to do, the head coach of the Cardinals.
I'd wear glasses.
Hey, let me ask you this, Cakesy. Are they taking people's temperature as they enter MGM?
Yes, Richie.
Okay.
As soon as you walk into the casino floor, they have the whole protocol down.
Strep is super contagious too, isn't it, Cakes?
Strep.
I'm already starting to now I'm psychosomatic. I'm giving myself a sore throat.
Yeah, you're gonna have it. You're gonna be all hurting.
All right, let's get to our first contestant here. Who wants to win a silly prize? You answer seven in a row, you win the aforementioned silly prize.
That'll be Knives Out on DVD, in case people are wondering.
Are we playing like the millionaire music? I can't hear any of the board.
He hasn't kicked it off. You got to introduce the contestant first.
Right. our tension's rising.
When he said, let's go to our contestant, I thought we would pick our contestant and then music would start playing.
All right, let's go to Michelle then. Line seven.
Hey, Michelle.
Hello.
Hello.
So you got to answer seven questions. You have two lifelines, your 50-50 ball, and Ask a Junkie. Question number one as we get right to it. Patrick Mahomes just became a part owner of this team. Is it A, the Kansas City Chiefs, B, the Kansas City Royals, C, Sporting Kansas City, or D, Kansas City Mavericks?
It is the Kansas City Royals.
Nicely done.
That is correct. One down, six to go as we play Who Wants to Win a Silly Prize.
She's got to get six?
Second question for Cakes. You have to get seven.
What is our contestant's name again?
Michelle.
Michelle, what's the name of the expansion Seattle NHL franchise? Is it A, Totems, B, Kraken, C, Emeralds, D, Sockeyes?
It is the Kraken. I know because I was laughing at that name.
Two down, five to go. Well done.
We're not saying final answer and all that?
Nah. You want us to say final answer? Is that your final answer?
What if she waffles?
She sounded pretty confident.
Yes, I do.
All right.
I don't think Regis said it in the early easy questions.
Yeah, right.
All right, question number three. Which state is furthest south? Is it A, Kentucky, B, Oklahoma, C, Kansas, or D, Missouri? Which state is furthest south?
Gonna go with a lifeline on this.
Which one? You can ask a junkie or you can go with their 50-50 ball.
Okay, I'll ask a junkie.
Who would you like to ask?
Cakes.
Okay, Cakes.
All right, give me the four choices again. Kentucky, right. Missouri.
Which state is further south? Kentucky, right. Oklahoma, Kansas, or Missouri?
That's pretty easy, actually.
That's pretty easy?
I mean, I think so.
I would flunk it.
All right, so I'm going to automatically eliminate. Was Kansas one of them?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm getting rid of Kansas.
Good thought process. All right. I'm with you, Cakes.
So now I'm down to Oklahoma. Is that one of the choices?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm striking them. They're not that south. So now it's between Kentucky and Mizzou. Both of those teams, last time I checked, both of those states are in the Southeastern Conference. This is my thought process.
Well, Mizzou wasn't always in it.
Mizzou was an ad. But parts of Mizzou are kind of south, but are they further south than Kentucky?
Right.
This is my thought. I think it's either Mizzou or Kentucky. I'm going to go with, I think parts of Missouri dip further south than Kentucky. I'm going to go with Missouri is the most southern of all of those
states.
Now,
here's the thing, Michelle. You don't have to go with cakes.
No, because I'm clearly not sure about
it. He's guessing.
I'm 86.5% sure that it's Mizzou.
And he's also cakes.
Okay.
So you got to factor that in.
Well, I'm also cakes. Better in geography than anybody else on this Zoom call. That I know.
Okay.
All right. This is tough. All right, I'm going to go with him, Missouri.
You're going Missouri.
Final
answer?
Jason Bishop, what is the answer?
Well, Final answer.
Since I've been there multiple times chasing tornadoes, I know Oklahoma is further south than Missouri.
Take a look at the map.
Oh, no. Just
ruled it out right away. As soon as Lurch giggled, I knew he was wrong.
I mean, it borders Texas, Cakes.
I know that it borders Texas, but it borders Texas to the north.
Sorry, Michelle.
No, but Texas is pretty far south.
Let's punch up our next contestant.
I thought Lurch was a dead giveaway.
But you're awesome at geography.
I generally am. I barely have a weak spot when it comes to U.S. states.
All right, who's up next?
Let me see. All right, let's go to Parker.
Damn it.
Line
Parker.
One.
Parker.
From the Navy Yard. Parker.
All right, Parker.
What's up, Junk?
Starting with a softball one-pointer. Which Washington Capitals player joined us last week and talked about TikTok videos and crossing paths with EB on the golf course? Is it A, Tom Wilson, B, TJ Oshie, C, Brendan Dillon, or D, Jacob Verana?
Oh, he drove his silly Tahoe cross country. It was Donkity Dillon, right?
Brendan
Got
Dillon.
It.
Good
that
job.
Is correct.
One down, good six job, to go. Go ahead, Cakes.
All right, question number two. Junk's producer, Matt Valdez, hails from this Anne Arundel County city. Is it A, Annapolis? Is it B, Glen Burnie? C, Arnold, D, Pasadena.
He wishes he was from Annapolis. He's from the Dina.
He's definitely from the Dina. You're correct.
Nice.
All right, three-pointer.
Right. I do wish I was from Annapolis.
Three-pointer. Which McDonald's burger has the highest calorie total? Ooh. Is it A, the Big Mac, B, the Quarter Pounder with cheese, C, the McDouble, or D, the Quarter Pounder with cheese bacon?
They all sound good.
Yeah. Goodness gracious. What are the lifelines?
You can ask a junkie or go with the 50-50 ball.
Oh, boy. 50-50.
All right, I'm going to tell you the two that are left.
All right.
Which McDonald's burger has the highest calorie total? It's either the Big Mac or the Quarter Pounder with cheese bacon. The McDouble's only 390 calories.
That ain't bad.
Quarter Pounder with cheese
bacon. Maybe I'll get two today.
Oh. You're getting McQuarter?
Why not? So hungry right now.
Quarter Pounder with cheese bacon or the Big Mac?
Yes, sir.
Come yes, on, Richie.
Ricardo.
Give me the one with bacon.
Got to be the bacon.
You are correct. Three down,
bacon
four
right
to go.
Bacon.
Go ahead, Cakesy.
All right, your next question. These two Canadian cities are hosting the NHL restart. Is it A, Toronto and Edmonton, B, Toronto and Montreal, C, Calgary and Winnipeg, D, Vancouver and Calgary?
Oh, boy.
Just had Alan May on. Made a lot of allusions to this, I think.
You
right?
can ask a junkie.
Alan.
What do you guys know? Let's see. Toronto and Edmonton. Final answer. R.I.P. Regis.
He is correct.
Nice.
Nailed it. Yeah. Toronto and Edmonton hosting the NHL restart. By the way, Caps dropped the puck today, 4 p.m.
Just four Google down.
A good machine over there, Lurch.
Three to go. Number five. On Monday, a great white shark just killed a woman in this state. Is it A, Maine, B, New Jersey, C, New York, or D, Connecticut?
I saw that story.
Ooh. Terrifying.
All they heard was her screaming, Cakes. That was the headline.
Well, you'd be screaming, too, if a giant shark
bitter.
Bit you in half.
I'd be so bitter.
Yes,
oh, can you imagine?
Nobody's swimming in Connecticut. Maine. Final answer.
It is Maine. All right, six-pointer. Which
he is googling his ass off.
Which of the following is the worst candy bar?
Is it A, Baby Ruth, B, Heath Bar, C, Three Musketeers, or D, Almond Joy?
Hold on a second. We have a subjective question?
Just let him answer it.
I like all of them.
I know the answer. I know the answer.
What's the question? Which
you
one
don't.
JP likes?
Oh,
you
I
don't
know.
Mizzou. You don't Mizzou.
No, this answer is factual.
Yeah, it's actually which is the worst.
It's not even a contest.
It's actually
by
the one you're going to say is actually the best.
Baby Ruth, Heath Bar, Three Musketeers, or Almond Joy.
Hey, it's D. Answer D.
People are gonna say Heath Bar because it kind of gets stuck in your teeth.
No, those
almond
are delicious. Anything with coconut in it is
automatically
the worst.
I actually would have accepted Baby Ruth as well, but Almond Joy is one of the answers. So now for the win,
Almond Joy, number one seed, by the way,
is the answer.
For the win,
and
I believe he has a lifeline left.
You don't like guacamole, but do you like coconut?
Which of the following spots has cakes? Renowned world traveler, not visited. A, Aruba, B, Jamaica, C, Bahamas, or D, Puerto Rico?
Puerto Rico.
Which has he not
Which
visited?
Which one has not visited? Well,
yes. And remember, you have a lifeline.
Ask a junk left.
Yeah. You can ask Cakes.
Cakes, do you feel like giving away a silly prize or not?
I certainly do, my friend. All right, give me the choices again, JP. I just want to make sure.
Aruba, Jamaica,
Bahamas,
Puerto Rico.
All right, let's do the math here. Been to Aruba.
Cakes, we have a guest coming up.
Poker tournament. Went to Puerto Rico with you when I was 15 years old, I believe. Yeah. Jamaica honeymoon. That leaves out the Bahamas. Flakes has never been to the Bahamas.
Do you think he's right?
I'm supposed to always bet against Cakes, but I have to take him at his word here, even though he doesn't know where Oklahoma is on a map. So I know where it is.
Congratulations.
I'll give him this one.
Congratulations. You win the silly prize. Stay on the line. We will hook you with that DVD copy of Knives Out on DVD.
Nice.
The comedy crime drama detective investigates the death of a patriarch of an eccentric combative family. We will also take caller number 10 at 800-636-1067, but I do need to let people know. Burke and Herbert Bank. They want you to bank on the cycle during tonight's game. Lawrence Vickers from Kearneysville
has a chance
to win $100,000 if any Washington baseball player hits for the cycle. No cycle, Lawrence still gets a $100 gift card. That's courtesy of Burke and Herbert Bank. Enter for your chance to win during next Wednesday's game. You can get more details at thefandc.com/contest. Coming up next, Max Major joins us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
On the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Remember, you can always hit that rewind button on the Raider.com app. Go back in time. If you missed our interviews with Mike Rizzo earlier in the show or Alan May, you can check that out. But right now, we got our guy Max Major, mentalist magician, who's become part of America's Got Talent on NBC. What's up, Max?
Hey. How's it going, guys?
Great intro song, by the way. Great
emotional night for you last night. Talk about the evening last night and where you stand in the competition.
Yeah, so it's been really interesting. Obviously, AGT started filming before the coronavirus and the pandemic and everything. And I guess they were right in the middle of auditions. And so first they tried to, like,
have no audience. You know, they started shooting episodes with just the judges, and then even that was too much. You know, they couldn't even get together in person. And I think they just needed a handful of acts. And so I applied online. And so that was a couple, you know, weeks ago that that audition aired. And I kind of thought that was it, you know, just because I was never on the main stage. Like the rest of the acts really didn't get a chance to wow the judges, you know, as I could if I was in person. And they said yes, you know, which was awesome. This was, you know, the audition round. But that's not a guarantee that America will ever see you again. I think they said yes to something like, 100 acts, but maybe there's, you know, 40 spots in the next round of the show. But the amazing news is a few days ago, I got a call that I'd be part of the judge cuts, which is where the judges actually decide in the second round who gets to perform again and who moves on in the show. And so that was last night. And, you know, this time I had a little bit more notice, and I feel like it was one of the best performances of my life, and it seems like they agreed. They went nuts at the end. But again, it's America's Got Talent. It's like the Super Bowl of entertainment. So I don't know what the other acts are like or what they're thinking or
how many acts
there's
will
so
it be
many
down
more
to?
Factors.
How many acts get
think,
to the main
I think
stage?
After last night, there's around 40. I don't know the exact number because the show is working so much different this
right.
year
yeah.
with quarantine. I mean, credit to them. There's no television being made right now. Like, I don't know who's making, there's no new television, you know? So the fact that they're still filming this, and honestly, the episode last night was pretty innovative. It's pretty cool the way they're doing this. So
yeah,
I got to perform for the judges over Zoom again. That's the
when
did
you actually film it?
Can we talk about that? I don't know. it was about.
Well, I know it wasn't live. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. It was about 3 weeks ago. You know, I think everything's moving a little bit slower with the show. It's just so many moving pieces. They're used to just bringing all the acts to one place, you know, on a theater and shooting everything in one day. And now they've got to send camera crews to people's houses. But yeah, they gave me a lot of support. And I think we shot on the roof of the MGM, which looked amazing. You got to see the whole strip behind me. And ultimately, it went really well. And I'm moving on.
Yeah, how do you move on? I'm sorry, I haven't watched a show in years. Is it audience voting or their voting?
This was the judges' round.
So round one, you audition, they say we like you or they don't.
Right.
I did that. That was great. Even if they say they like you, doesn't guarantee you're moving on. It's like mandatory that they say yes, but doesn't mean you have to go forward. You know, if they say no, you're done. Then the judge cuts. They take a handful of acts from those yeses. And then that's round two. That was last night. The judges decide who goes forward to the live shows. The live shows are live. Like when you see it on TV, it's really happening. And from that moment forward, America votes. So I'm moving forward into the quarterfinals. That's when America starts voting. I get voted for it again. That's the semifinals. Get voted again. It's the finals. So
now you need
more
your
performances.
All right. Now you're going to need your hashtag going and all your social media game. How can people support Max Major on your next episode to make sure you keep going on?
Watch and vote. I mean, that's really it. That's really it. They can go on the internet, follow the hashtag AGT, but really it comes down to voting. I think I don't know how that's going to work this year. Again, everything's shifting and changing, but typically you can call in by phone, you can send a text, you can fill something out on the website. So yeah, I mean, it really does matter. And, that's how decide who moves on. So definitely need everybody's support.
Have you done research as to which acts have been most successful on the show? I looked at the history. It looks like Only a Magician has won once, like in season number 9.
Twice.
Okay, it's been twice.
They had Matt Franco and they had Shin Lim. You know, I kind of feel like I'm in a slightly different category. I know people lump me in with magic, but they've never had a mentalist win. The other interesting thing is I think I'm the only act that came to the show ever through the internet. So I never met the judges in person. I still haven't met the judges in person. It was through Zoom now, two rounds in a row. So I think that's super interesting.
By the way, the ladies like
how
you look.
Anymore. You know, the producers don't care about that anymore. Now it's what America thinks.
But the ladies like how you look, Max.
How do you know
that? That's an advantage.
They
seem to compliment you.
Really?
Yeah.
Like on social media, you're getting a lot of run?
No, I think the first time, they just think he's a sharp-looking dude. They liked his background. They like his setup. So they were very complimentary.
So have you already picked out your next – do you already know in your head what you're going to do next?
I have ideas. But everything's, you know, changing, kind of like I said. So it's still a question. you know, is there an audience? Is there no audience? Is it remote? Is it a socially distanced audience? You know, am I there in person? Am I over Zoom? So I'm kind of thinking about all scenarios and kind of waiting for more information from them. I still don't know when.
So do you have, let's say it's over Zoom. Do you have one go-to, you know, is your next one if it's just Zoom?
I think I have something planned for every scenario. I think each of the options are great. You know, I tried to think about this most recent performance as like not a substitute for being on stage with them in person. I was like, what's the best thing I could possibly do? Doesn't matter if I'm on stage or I'm on Zoom, you know, the thing we did at the MGM. And that was the prediction I did for Simon Cowell. And it's funny because I didn't think that I would have trouble topping my Zoom act, because I was like, oh, if we go in person to the stage, that'll be easy. I've got 20 years of material. You guys have seen my show. But the Zoom act went so well, now I'm in this weird position where I'm like, holy crap, I got to top that. So that's definitely a challenge, and I'm thinking about that. But I think I've got some great ideas to carry me forward into the finals.
Max Major, when it's all said and done, all right,
yeah,
and let's say you win the $1 million,
mm-hmm,
can you at least tell us how you do one of the tricks?
You guys will spend time, I'm sure, debating each round yourselves, but on you. I can't, you know,
always.
I keep my secrets. But
I mean, how'd you know Simon loved this slot, this slot car set? How'd you know that? Come on. Right. That's crazy.
You blew them away. You blew Simon away. You blew my wife and my daughter away. I showed it to them this morning. They couldn't believe it.
Yeah, you know, I chose to perform for Simon this round because he's kind of the toughest judge, right? I mean, he's sort of the toughest critic. And so I was like, okay, I really got to win him over. And so I focused all of my energy on him being part
of
it. His reaction
on
at the end was insane.
I kept focusing on his belly because his shirt wasn't buttoned. Did you guys notice that on his white
shirt?
I did
notice that, yeah.
Huh?
No,
it was jarring. I was like, Simon, go back to the T-shirt. The dress shirt's not working, yeah.
Well, Max, man, congratulations for moving on. We want people to continue to follow you on this journey and certainly vote for you so you can advance in America's Got Talent. But you made it to the big stage, which is awesome. We look forward to it. Thanks a lot for joining us, Max.
Thanks, Max. Text me. Let me know what's up.
By the way, guys,
follow him on Twitter.
Keep it going, pal. Keep it going.
It's Max Major is where you can follow him on Twitter. All right, we got to get out of here. For Cakes, EB, Bish, I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. Grant Danny up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.